Cecilia Rees, and I'm reading from The Wish House. I've chosen to read right from the very beginning of the novel because I think that gives the reader a better introduction. The Summer of the Wish House. Richard still thought about it like that, in standout large letters capitalized in his mind. Title to a very special time, the end of his childhood. Richard had been 15 that summer, a good enough age to begin being an adult. But maybe the transition from one stage of life to another was marked not by your age, but by some event. Like the first time you did something, first drink, first smoke, first toke, first real kiss, first true love, first sex, first death. There were those and more. Good enough reasons to stop being a child. That's if childhood ends at all. Some people don't think that it does. They think the child stays curled up inside us forever. Richard left the Tottenham Court Road tube station and began to make his way into Soho. He took the creased invitation from his pocket to check the map on the back. He thought he knew Soho pretty well, but it was easy to get confused in the maze of little streets. He turned the card in his hands and looked at the street signs, reorienting himself before he set off again, more confident now. Stuffed the invitation back into his pocket and continued examining his thoughts, turning them around in his mind, handling them delicately, amazed that they were even coming to him at all. Shutting them down had become automatic. He approached the gallery slowly, head down, shoulders hunched, hands bunched in his pockets. He ducked into the little alley across the street. He didn't want to go into the goldfish bowled world he could see through the big gallery windows just yet. He knew he would have to, though. He was here to make sure the child inside him did not sleep secure. The book is about a boy, and he's 15 years old when in the story, and he's on his summer holidays. I chose to write the start of the novel some years after the events explored in the story, because I wanted to create a distance between Richard and who's the main character, and the things that happened to him when he was a boy, and the point the story starts where he's now a young man looking back to a particular summer and so many things happened to him. To quote Neil Young, all his changes were there. The things that happen are fairly archetypal, love, sex, death, but they happen to everybody. Although I do write for young adults, my books do tend to gravitate to the older end of the market, partly because I write about difficult subjects and more adult subjects perhaps, and I also quite often choose to write in ways that might be seen as more difficult, less accessible, and therefore maybe not so younger readers aren't so happy reading the books. But I feel this is very important, that although this is a smaller market, the upper end of the young adult, it's an important market because it marks a staging post, if you like, a turning point between reading children's books and reading adult books. And I think that often this particular age group, say 14, 15, 16, are not served very well and often have to turn to adult books, which they might not be ready for. So I'm quite happy to write in this area of the market. And I think there is a market there. I think there are readers out there who want more mature books.